I wanted to discuss with you for 5 minutes just one idea from the parsha that I think was very, very fascinating, and we'll continue with the Gemara Sugya that we started on Wednesday, Meretz Hashem. One of the many mitzvos that were found in this past week's parsha was the building of a ma'akeh. Torah says that you have to build a ma'akeh, ki tivne bayit chadash. When you build a new house, v'asita ma'akeh legagecha, you should make a ma'akeh, a fence for your gag. And then it says, v'lo tasim damim b'beitecha, in order that you shouldn't have blood, literally on your hands, or in your house. It is clear from the Gemara that this is a mitzvah aseh and a mitzvah lo taseh. There's a mitzvah aseh when you build a house, and this is what the Minchas Chinuch brings down. It's a regular mitzvah aseh to be able to build when you build a house, and the Minchas Chinuch brings down that this is not only when you build a house, it's when you buy the house. It's when you... There's a whole question, what happens when you rent the house? If you rent the house, are you chayav both min haTorah, min haRabbanan, it's a machlokes, whether you're chayav min haTorah, min haRabbanan, but definitely you are chayav to build that ma'akeh. And there's also a lo taseh. And the Gemara in Kiddushin, before you get to the Gemara in Kiddushin, what's fascinating is if you would ask me, and I'll ask you, do you make a bracha when you build, let's say you do this mitzvah, I'm saying it's a mitzvah aseh and a mitzvah lo taseh, do you make a bracha? What would you say? The answer is yes. You say no. Why do you say no? Why would you say no? There's a rule. There's logic to tell me why not to make a bracha. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Beis says that if there is mitzvot that have to do with danger, we don't make brachas. Anybody have an example that you know? What's a mitzvah that some of you might do that's because of danger and therefore you don't make a bracha? Anybody have any idea? Mayim Achronim. Ever heard of Mayim Achronim before? It's all machlokas, whether it's a mitzvah, chova. Some people do it nowadays, some people don't do it nowadays. The Aruch HaShulchan says we should do it. Some people are makbid, some people are not. That what? What's the initial reason? Why do they do Mayim Achronim? To wash the salt, the melech stole meat because it was danger. Because it was danger, we don't make a bracha. If you would ask me, what type of mitzvah does the building of a gag, the building of a fence sound like? It sounds like lo tasim damim beveitecha. It sounds like it's danger. Therefore, you shouldn't make a bracha. That's why the Rambam explicitly states, do not think that. It's a separate mitzvah, just like when you're having mitzvah tzitzis. Okay? Therefore, there is a bracha. That's point number one, which I wanted to tell you. Point number two, which I wanted to tell you, is a major machlokas rishonim. We'll only say it very briefly because I do only small two nuggets now because you had the kinos already and we want to get into the Gemara here. The second point is the Gemara Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Daled says that ma'akeh, aveda, shavas aveda, shiluach haken, and mezuzah are all archetypes for mitzvot that are mitzvot aseh shelo azman grama. These are mitzvot that are not time-bound mitzvot. Therefore, the Gemara says that women are chayavot for those mitzvot. Ask Tosfos, ask the Ran, ask the Ramban. Why do I need the Gemara to tell me that women are obligated in these mitzvot? Because of the mitzvot taseh. We know, we just finished saying in our introduction that there is a mitzvot lo taseh. Lo tasim damim b'beitecha. And if there's a mitzvot lo taseh, we know that women are chayavot. Meaning even if you just have the, let's say they weren't chayavot in mitzvot aseh, they are chayavot in mitzvah lo taseh. What is the Gemara coming to teach me to say that women are chayavot in the aseh? To give you a couple answers, it's a lot more complicated than I'm saying to you right now, but I'll give you a couple of very simple answers. Some of them that I think are very cool. Okay, number one is the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua in Maseches Kiddushin says, before we get into the Rishonim, he says, if it was up to me and I didn't have any of the Rishonim's answers, I would say that the importance of telling me that women are chayavot in Aseh is because we have a rule that says in mitzvah yoter begufa yoter mi mitzvah bo yoter mi b'shulcha, that it's more important, since they are chayavot in the actual positive commandment, she should fulfill it more than her shliach. That's number one. And that in itself ends up being a major answer, and a machlokas leads into the, I'd say, 1A or a second answer of the Minchas Chinuch. That's a machlokas between the Minchas Chinuch and the Machane Ephraim. Says the Minchas Chinuch, this is the answer. That what? since they are chayavot in mitzvah taseh, they must either do it by themselves or they must have a kosher shliach to do it, i.e., that you cannot appoint a cheres shot of a katan or a non-Jew who are not bnei shlichut. And therefore, that's what the Gemara is telling me, that women are chayavot in the mitzvah aseh. They're chayavot in the mitzvah aseh to tell me that they have to do it themselves. The Pnei Yeshua says it's preferable to do it themselves in the shliach. But if they appoint the shliach, make sure that what? It's a kosher shliach. Because if it would only be chayavot because of the lotaseh, if you would only have a lotaseh, then you could do it what? With any person. Yeah, Jesse. Oh, with any person. You could do it with any person, non-Jew, katan. Which if you would see this minchas chinuch, the implication is that if it would just be a lotaseh, the whole point of the mitzvah seems to be just a result. That, what's the idea? That it should be built that you do not have what? Danger. But clearly from this mitzvah aseh, it sounds like that it's not only the result of totza'ah, but it's actually the act, the aseh to actually do it. Tosos has a different answer. The Ran has a different answer. I just want to quote to you, and it ends up being a machlokas, the Tosos and Ran, fascinating. Now for now, I just want to quote to you the Ramban. The Ramban has a fascinating, fascinating answer on this question. And he says, you should know, there's a reason why I need for the women to know that the women are chayavot in the asay. I want to read it for you. Rabbeinu HaRamban says, Afagav di'itbu lo taseh, very fascinating. He says that even if there is a lo taseh, it's not always equal. It's not always equal. Ein ha'ikar el ba'aseh shebem. It's true, there's a mitzvah aseh and a mitzvah lo taseh, but guess what? They're not all equal. The ikar of the mitzvah is the aseh. It's fascinating. You talk about, and he says this is the same idea by Hashav HaSaveda. There's a mitzvah aseh of hashev teshivim, and there's a mitzvah lo taseh of lo tuchal litalem. Explains the Ramban, it's true there's a mitzvah aseh and a mitzvah lo taseh. But what does the Torah really want? The Torah really wants for you to return the lost object. The Torah really wants, in our case, for you to build the fence. Now, what is the purpose of the lo taseh? The purpose of lo taseh is to make sure to give you a nudge. It's to make sure that do not forget to return, pick up the lost object, and do not forget to actually what? To build the gag. To read the Ramban. Ein ha'ikar ela ba'aseh shebahem. V'lo ata lo taseh, the function of the lo taseh, ela l'kiyume la'aseh, it's coming to strengthen the aseh. Because by the ma'akeh, it says, v'asita ma'akeh l'gagecha, ubo aratzon v'kavanah, and that's what they want. That's what the Ribbono Shalom wants. Afterwards, lo tasim damim v'etecha klomar, do not hold up, do not tarry from fulfilling this mitzvah. V'chein ba'aveda, the ikar is hashev tishivim. And therefore, lo tuchal italim is just to ensure that you do it. Explains the Ramban, kevan da ikar, the aseh is the ikar. If women would be exempt from the aseh, I would have said they're also exempt from the lo taseh. She'ein halav elakiyum aseh shabo. I would have thought, the Gemara would not have said that women are chayavot, I would have said they're actually exempt from what? From the lo taseh, since the lo taseh is only coming to assist the aseh. Everyone should have their sheets in front of them from Wednesday. Everyone has the Mar Makamas from Wednesday? It's not